Blog Talk Radio.
King Benny behind this. Let's go. We got Ghana's own Valley Nuna. What's going on?
Hey.
How you doing? We finally made it, man. The devil was hating on us, but you know what? We're here. We made it. Do all of that.
Yeah.
All the technicalities.
We are bigger than the devil.
Yeah, we ain't worried about that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got a hot new single, Tower.
Yeah.
Tell them how that came about.
Okay, so we are diving straight in, right?
Right.
So, Towel is a song about self-care, self-love, and just having fun no matter whatever situation or no matter however your day is going. And, you know, as women, when we are in the shower and we get out of the shower, we wrap ourselves in our towels, you go sit in front of the mirror, that's when we get to spend time with ourselves, you know.
Real talk.
Creaming our bodies, doing our makeup. So that's what we get to, like, it's some form of religion, actually, for us. Like, it's a thing, you know, we love it.
Really?
And,
I didn't know that.
Well, we love it because, you know, in this world,
mm-hmm.
Women have to take on a lot of responsibilities, you know. Aside taking care of yourself, you need to take care of the home, your kids, your husband,
right.
Like, you know, there's all that drama. So that like few minutes you have to yourself in front of the mirror is very special. And that's what Towel is just there for, to just remind women to just take time for themselves and have fun and take care of themselves and not get lost in it all. Yeah.
Right. It's a very powerful song, you know, because
mm-hmm.
when I first seen it, I was like, wow, you know, with the whole vibe. And like you said, self-empowerment, self-care, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have time to yourself spiritually.
Yeah.
Now, fellas.
Exactly.
Now, when did you start your music career? I'm just looking, like, when did you start as an artist?
So as an artist, the first time I released a song, like officially, was in 2012.
Okay.
But around the time I was still in school and I wasn't too sure about the direction the label wanted me to take, the label I was signed to. I didn't
right.
like the direction they wanted me to take creatively. So I released one single, and then after that, I took a hiatus for 2 years.
Right.
And within those 2 years, I finished school. I also did some personal work on myself and also on my craft.
Okay.
And then I rebranded and then came back in 2015, and I've been consistently doing music and professionally doing music since then.
That's what's up. Now,
mm-hmm.
the thing
mm-hmm.
I like about your style is very unique, you know? It's like you infuse R&B, Afrobeat,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
rap, and you got bars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, facts. Now, what's kind of crazy is, you know, over here, you know I'm from Queens, New York. I'm over here in America,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is, it's like the connection, you know what I'm saying? Always from Africa to Queens, you know. When I came across your music, I was like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all get it popping out there in Africa and stuff like that. But people
mm-hmm.
perceive Africa differently, you know? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't into the rap music, or you're not into that. Could you elaborate on that? And did you have any experiences with other people, like from other places, when it came to your music?
Yeah. So primarily, my music is supposed to, I do my music to touch everyone. Like, I want everybody from all walks of life to be able to feel my music, because Even though I'm African, I'm well traveled, and I've always loved R&B ever since I was young. I've loved hip hop ever since I was young, and I'm like a melting pot of different genres of music, because I also don't want to be caged into genre or a box. Yes, I don't like that thing. In the beginning of my career, I was like, the media execs were really trying to brainwash me to make me feel like you have to be one type of way to succeed. You have to have a sound. You have to have either you're singing or you're rapping. Well, but now I'm a creative, so I should be
you're
allowed
already.
to express in any way. So that being said, I do all forms of music, and my goal is for everybody to feel and connect to me through my music. And what you're saying about Africa, the perception of Africa in the West in the West or outside Africa, it's real. Like,
yes, it is.
People think, even still in 2022, people think that like Africans are, or Africa is very primitive, or isn't advanced or exposed as it actually is. Like it's like anywhere else in the world. Like we have our big cities, and then obviously we have the smaller towns, and then the villages and things. But it's a very modernized community, very modernized society. Educated people, beautiful places, great technology, architecture, everything is growing, and it's really great. The only thing that's not going well in our favor, I would say, especially in Ghana, is the cost of living. Things inflation is really high right now. Things are really expensive, and I think it comes with the exposure, you know, because even now, you know, the year of return, right?
Right.
That was in 2021, after COVID, or was it? When was the year of return? 2020?
The year of return.
Year of return.
Oh, when COVID came out.
Yes. No. Do you remember?
It was like 2019.
Okay. Yeah. So 2019. Yeah, that was before COVID. Yeah. So with that, it's also highlighted a lot on Africa, where everyone, like people from all over the world who have roots here in Africa, are trying to get back here to build and develop and also come and have fun here. So it's really like drawn some attention, and it's kind of countering the false narrative of
how the world perceives melanated
people.
Because we go do the same thing over here, and we have the connections over there too. You get what I'm saying? So they try to create all the division between us melanated people, and we all the same people. You get what I'm saying?
True.
So is it true? Even with the music, you understand?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you do your history, you should know. You know the drums, the melody, the beat, the cadence, the dancing. That's all of us, you know. And then they put these connotations, different names when, you know, they came and changed different land masses out there in Africa and over here in America. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And start changing people's names and, you know, towns and city and the maps. So I know about all that stuff, so it get really deep. But the thing about I like about your music is, you know, you put a lot of spirituality in it, you know, and like you balance it out. You understand? So, and the visuals is popping. So, you know,
I try all the videos you did.
Yeah, nah, it's official. So now I see you do a lot of interviews. So it's a particular thing you talk about, the investor, because you talk to the people about that, you know, and what was going on as far as, you know, the industry, the media, and stuff like that.
Yes. So investor, right? Investor is I won't say well I'm it's influenced by my life, and then also experiences that I've had, and I noticed that a lot of other females, not just in the music industry, but any female that is trying to push or in the corporate world or even trying to move up in business suffers, where men take advantage of women because of their power. They want them to exchange sexual favors for them to move ahead in life, for them to get a job, Pardon?
I said that's like very disrespectful.
Yes,
you know?
It is, and it's a thing, like, because you know, my country is a lot of, it's a very chauvinist type, or I don't know. I mean, we respect our women, they love our women and all, but it's like there's still a limit to how far you can go as a woman. You know, there's always that thing.
That stigmatism.
So, exactly. So I went on, during my interviews, I went on this, one of these big TV stations that we have here. I went on one of their big platforms. And then, and then I was, and the show is in such a way that, like, the hosts are media people, or like they're big people in the media. And these men were trying to make me accept that it is a norm for women to sleep with their investor or their
Yeah, Feli Nuna call dropped, so she's gonna get back into the show. So we're gonna play our song Towel. Let's go.
Na, 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 na. Yeah. Jumping out of the shower. I know I'm late to the party, but I am shit. Still in my tower. Disturbing neighbors with the music blasting. Looking out the mirror, I'm whining. You know I don't care about timing. Drinking my hand, I'm vibing. Doing my makeup for tonight. Looking fly, yeah, yeah, I'm whining. You know I don't care about timing. Drinking my hand, I'm vibing. Uber waiting outside. I don't care, I'm still in my towel, towel. Dancing in my towel. In my towel.
Everybody go get Feli Nuna single. Go get whole catalog. That was Towel, the hot song. Go get it all on digital platforms. We got Feli Nuna back. So let's go.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you can continue where you left off.
Yeah. So I was saying that, they were trying to force me to accept that it's right for investors or managers to sleep with their talents to help them like climb up or push, you know,
wow.
to help them succeed. Yes. And that's, if that's the case, if you won't allow your manager to sleep with you or your investor to sleep with you, then you should let your boyfriend rather manage you. And that's
Whoa.
A very, like, regressive
yeah, that's chauvinistic.
Mentality.
That's crazy. Misogynistic.
It's crazy. And,
yeah,
they
that's
were
crazy.
On and they were on national TV saying this. So this particular
what?
Interview went really viral. Like, it went
Yo,
viral in Ghana. Yeah, it was huge here because there was an uproar. Like, people, like, were like, what? So
mm-hmm.
after this happened, like, I definitely stood my ground and made them know that they were being, as much as they call themselves the gatekeepers, they are being
right.
very, like, they are being silly. Like, what they are saying doesn't make sense.
It is silly.
So, so after I got, like, a lot of messages from women and men, like, expressing how they had been through this type of predicaments before and
right.
how some of them even had to even quit certain career paths because of these type of situations and all of that. So I was like, okay, cool. Then let me make a song about this, you know, because it's something that has personally even happened
it's a great
to me
song too.
In my past. Yeah, thank you. So I created the song and then put visuals to it and yeah, and that's in
right. Now, as far as the record labels out there in Africa in general and Ghana, how is the structure of them? Like, do you have? I know you have radio shows and stuff like that, but do they feel the same sentiment as you know the people that was on the show?
So I think that. Even the people who knew that, or the people who felt that what the men on the show were saying was wrong,
right.
there was still this thing where, oh, you are, because they were older men and you are a young girl. So there was still this thing that you don't talk to, older people
the
like
elders.
That, like if
right.
yes, elderly, like even if they are wrong, as a younger one, you're supposed to be quiet and not talk. Or and also another side of it was you're also a woman. How dare you as a woman talk to an older man like this? So there was that type of feeling lingering, but there was also the
mm-hmm.
people in the media that were like, you go, girl, like, tell them, like, we've gone through this for too long. And you know, one of the men in particular, I think
right.
a lot of people have, he's been saying trash a lot in the media. So a lot of people had it for him, like, a lot of people had meant
mm-hmm.
him. Like, they were just waiting for that day where they could actually speak.
Yeah, somebody stood up to his ass.
Yes,
let's keep it real.
Yes, exactly. So some people were really happy. Some people were really, really happy. And then there was
right.
also the minority that felt like, I shouldn't have done that because I'm a woman and I'm a girl. And
right. I mean, you did a phenomenal job. Yeah, Feli Nuna call dropped again, but it's all good. So this is Shut 'Em Down Radio. This is Solo. So you know the interview. We in Ghana right now. You know what I mean? She'll call back in. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk, press 1. The number is 515-605-9845. Also, we drop numerous mixtapes. No Kiwi Juice mixtape hosted by Julian Boo from Love & Hip Hop. Yo, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Six Trumpet. Shout out to my G, Tony Bliss. Shout out to the whole fam, man. Shout out to everybody. It's Friday, man. You know what I mean? So Feli Nuna's back on.
I'm back. All right,
Feli Nuna, we could continue.
My internet.
You back.
Yeah,
like you never left. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm back like I never left. You know how I do. I'm the best. Yes, me, Feli Nuna. Yes. Okay, so So then there was mixed feelings. But one thing that I was very grateful for was my label were behind
right.
me. They backed me. They were even like, I should have even gone harder and told the guy, like, my peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
because, like, what he was saying was really brute, you know. But I was just trying to keep my cool, and I'm happy I was still able to get a message out there.
Yeah, you did, because I seen a snippet of the interview, you know, which
mm-hmm.
you had on Instagram, and I seen on YouTube, and you held it down,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, these chauvinistic people is ridiculous, you know, especially in this day and time and what women endured. And also, this one I want to ask you, right? Since I'm on the West, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
in Africa, you know, like 9 times out of 10, the women have, you know, garb on and dress modestly. Not saying you don't, you know, dress like, you know, the West. But what I'm
yes.
saying is a cultural thing. So how do you feel about them situations, you know, far as, you know, you wearing your tribal gear opposed to wearing Western clothes?
So, I mean, I would say that amongst the youth right now, we wear
right.
Western-inspired clothes. Like, it's just the my parents and their parents
okay.
that dress really, like, modestly and more African, you know. But
right.
with the youth, we all dress, like, we all wear our hoodies. Right now, it's quite cold here. So every in the
mm-hmm.
evening, you see people in their hoodies
really?
And their sweats, their sneakers. Yes. And you see girls and guys, like, in their shorts and,
right.
and crop tops, you know, bralettes,
mm-hmm.
jackets. Like, we dress very freely. It's a very type, like, it's a very contemporary type of
okay.
fashion, yeah, that goes on. And even with our African prints, because you
mm-hmm.
know our African prints, right? Yes, the material, the fabric.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Yes, we sew, like, very, like, modern and contemporary styles with the African prints. Sometimes we even blend the Western fabrics with the African fabrics as well. So it's a new Africa. It's a new Africa. But unfortunately, it's just if you are from the West, unless you know the community or you know the people, you wouldn't know, because
right.
mainstream media doesn't portray Africa as such.
Yeah, it's talent, you know, and everything comes from there. You know,
yes.
the talent,
yes.
the music, and they stole
the
our
music,
culture.
The
How
melody.
About that? Exactly. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
all these people that stole our culture, you know, and then try to stigmatize us while using us. And then what's sad, we got our own people that's in our culture that do that to women and, you know, make this division.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy
yeah.
that you made that change, you know, now. You did a lot of phenomenal things, like, you know, a lot of shows like Ghana Day, right? So could you talk about that show?
Which one is Ghana Day? I didn't do which show? Ghana Day?
Yeah, it was like a
what
performance
show?
You did. You did a
okay.
lot.
Yeah, I play a lot of shows. I go around, like, I tour around promoting my
right.
singles and stuff. So I don't know which exact one you're talking of. But, yeah.
Right. And also, with your videos, like your visuals, right? I know you direct, too. So
yes,
do you
I
think
do.
That plays a big part, you know? And for your brand, like
yes,
being hands-on with your work.
Exactly. I'm a very hands-on person. I direct. I'm also very good at producing as well. So, you would see me on my video sets, even sweeping, taping things, like trying
mm-hmm.
to put the set together. I'm not the type of artist that sits in her room or
right.
The hotel room waiting for everything to be ready and then comes and performs and goes. No, I I pay attention to detail. I'm very particular about that because I have a vision in my head that I want to project.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I need to be aware and be a part of the creation, the production, to make sure that it's up to par. Yes. So and I love it. Aside making music in the studio, I love directing, I love producing. So it doesn't even feel like work. I can be on set for 12 hours, maybe even 15. I haven't eaten. Maybe I'll just drink a little water, but I don't even remember to eat. Like, that's how passionate I am. It's when I'm done with everything, then I actually remember that, oh, wow, I've not eaten. I'm hungry, you know. But when it's happening, when I'm in the heat of the moment, I just want to create beauty. I just want to make it really nice. So all my attention and all my focus goes there. And besides, I know my brand in my head, even though I work with a team and we all have they share my vision, but I have the blueprints, or I have the idea in my head. So I need to be a part of it to help bring that to fruition.
That's what's up. Now I'm looking at the collaboration. You did some good collaborations. You did A War Love featuring Papa Jojo. Papi Cujo. Okay, don't get mad at me.
Don't worry. I'm here. I'll teach you how to pronounce it.
Right,
I'm
that's
sure.
What's up.
What day were you born?
Me? March 12th.
March 12th. And is that Monday, Tuesday? What day of the week?
I can't remember, be honest with you.
Okay. Because in Ghana, right? We have names for the days of the week. Like, so if you are born on Monday, you are Ajua. You know, if you are born on Tuesday, you are Abina, you know, so we have that. So if I knew the day you were born, I would have given you your Ghanaian name quickly, you know. But from your vibes, I don't know. From your vibes, I feel like you are a
what would be my Friday. Name?
I'm sure you'd be a Kofi. You'd be Kofi.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds about
Kofi.
Right.
Yeah, so we got Kofi. Yeah, Solomon Kofi.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, so
that's
Kofi.
Cool. That's what's up.
So I'm the type that, like, when I'm having conversations, I can, like, go on a tangent and then come back. We're talking about the collaborations. Why this came about was you mentioned Papi Kojo. So the Kojo is a day name. So the Kojo is Thursday. So it's Papi Kojo. He's an amazing artist, amazing fancy rapper. Yeah, he's great. Yeah. And then Show Me, you were listing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Show Me, featuring Kamami Eugene. Yeah, I'm killing these names. Come on, you got to help me out. Yo, shut up down radio, man. We live and gotta rock it out, man. Yo, I'm slaughtering these names, man. I apologize, but you know what I mean?
Kwame Eugene. Kwame is Saturday born. A Saturday man.
Okay.
Kwame Eugene. Yeah, so you know it's that thing. Yeah.
Right. I'm listening.
Oh, no, I'm listening to you.
Okay. So now you did a song, right? We was talking about actually on Instagram when you was dancing, and it was a prayer song with Victoria and Sari. I forgot her name, but I love that song right there. Now, could you talk about that?
Okay. Yeah, that song is a really nice song. It's actually the first, I think the first gospel song that I've been on, and it's a song about like just thanking the Lord, you know, thanking God for everything. And it's a collaborative project. Features me, Victoria Kimani, and then Bule. Victoria Kimani is Nigerian, I think Nigerian and a Francophone artist, and then Bule is from South Africa. So it was East, so I think the East meets West meets the South. So that was the was the idea of the project. And my verse I really love because I started it in my native tongue, which is Ewe. So I was like, Yesu, 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 Atenao. Well, so yeah, so it's a prayer to God, just saying like thank you for seeing me through all the dark days, and even though I'm going through the dark days, I know you're with me, and I love you for that, and I'm never gonna leave your side. And when, what was that? What the lyrics? When I call you, you answer. I've never seen a love like this before.
Like
this
before,
it's just,
right?
Yeah, it's just an ode.
That's a nice song. Like when I first heard it, I was like, wow. Like, you know, you're welcome. What's crazy is it's like the name that you're saying, it sounds more Hebrew. You understand? So what's your dialect? Like, you know.
You said the name sounds Hebrew.
Right.
Really? The name of the song?
Okay.
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to get what you said. You said the name sounds Hebrew.
No. Yeah, I'm talking about the words, like the lyrics. You understand?
No.
Your name.
Really?
You see?
So,
you see, I see that.
It's Ewe. It's Ewe. So I'm from the Volta region of Ghana, and my tribe is called the Ewe tribe. And
I heard of it before.
Yes. So the language that I was speaking is Ewe.
Okay.
Yeah. Mhm.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Right. We all seen Black Panther. You know, I got to get to the good question. We all seen Black Panther, right? What was your perception of that movie?
Oh, I loved it. First of all, I love Marvel movies, so I loved it. I loved the action. I loved the creativity. It's fiction, so it's not. I'll say they are drawing inspiration from the African culture. It is not a fact, or that is how Africa is, or that's how Africa is being put. It is no, that's not it. But they're drawing inspiration from the African culture, and that's great. But the thing that the only issue I have is they should cast more African actors. So it feels more authentic. You can't say you are trying to make a movie of people in China, like the monks in China, and then say you are casting people in the West, or someone from, what's the name, or for example, you can't cast an Australian as a monk to speak Chinese, you know? So you can't. So if you are going to talk about or create something around Africa, just cast the African actors, because we have amazing talents. We have amazing talents here, amazing actors here. And when they are scoring the music as well, one thing I realized was even one of my colleagues, the new Black Panther, Amare, she has been she's in one of the songs, the scores for Black Panther.
The new one?
Which is the new one, yes.
Wow, I know
really
exactly
dope.
What you're talking about. That's a beautiful song too.
Yeah, really, really, really dope. So Like, so we want more of that. I want to see more of that, more authenticity mm-hmm. when Hollywood is trying to remake our African stories or draw inspiration from our African stories. We should involve more African acts in the creation process.
Right. I agree with you. I'm going to give you my take on Black Panther, right?
Okay.
So, you know, the diaspora, you know, when we got separated, you know, the tribes, the kingdoms and stuff like that. Particularly mm-hmm. the scene with Black Panther and Killmonger, right? So, you mm-hmm. know, Killmonger was allegedly that African-American, you know. That was
yeah.
crazy. So when he went, right. So look, when he went back to Africa, remember they had the scene with all the different tribes? You know, he was from the Hebrews.
Was that the fight scene?
Yeah, the fight scene, right?
Okay.
So Killmonger was the Hebrew, right? Because in the movie, when they were showing the spirituality, right? Like, it was a lot of symbolism in that movie, right? So they were showing mm-hmm. the menorahs on their lips and stuff like that. And then what mm-hmm. I didn't like about that movie, because I feel like it wasn't for none of us, because mm-hmm. I was the conqueror. The white men came over there because they're named Africans. I know Africans are terrorists in America, Van Suichi. Those are conquerors, mm-hmm. you know? So let me get to my point. So in the movie, when he was shooting down all of us, they gave him the weapons in the movie. You understand what I'm saying? Remember that
okay,
part? So that was crazy to me.
I don't remember that part. I don't remember that part. But if that's what it was, then that's not cool. But I would go watch it again because the second one is coming out, so I'll look out for that.
Right.
I'm the type of person that I just soak in media and forget. Unless it's really iconic for me, I wouldn't really
Correct.
Remember the scene or anything like that. Yeah. But I'll
right.
go check it out, see what you're talking
okay.
about.
Right. So now you just recently did a show. Could you talk about that? You've been doing a lot of shows. You busy.
Yeah, because I'm pushing, I'm promoting, I'm working, you
yep.
know. I wish I could stay in my house and be in my bed and make all the money, but no. I have to be on the road and go sing for people and rap for people and dance for people and make them happy so I can make some money. So
yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Let's get this money.
Yes.
That's a universal language.
Exactly.
That's how we break the barrier, right? No, we
mm-hmm.
do. Real talk.
So yeah, I went to play a show in my region actually, the Volta
okay.
region. Yes, and it was a coronation concert, so it had other artists come. They were coronating a queen mother and a king. So they had a concert before
right.
the event. So yeah, I was one of the artists billed to perform, and I had a good time. I had a really great time on stage. Even though my
right.
phone fell into the water, the show was on the beach, which was
right.
dope.
And your phone fell in the water?
Yes, it fell into the sea, and I put it in rice for like
okay.
a night, and I thought it was enough, so I plugged it, like I tried to
right.
charge it, and apparently I'm not supposed to do that, so the phone
yeah,
fried,
true.
So I lost my phone, and I was so hurt. I'm over it now.
Yeah, it's just a material object. You know, it's just a utensil. Go always get
yes,
another one.
Yes, it is. But the thing is,
right.
is I hadn't backed up all my data. So I lost a lot of data. Yes, that was a painful part.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I've been through it too. Lost many
yeah.
of them. Now, I want to ask you this question. So as an artist,
mm-hmm.
right, they
mm-hmm.
got a substantial amount of money and they want to do a feature with you, but we got a model on this show. They got Kiwi
mm-hmm.
Juice Music. You know what I'm saying? Would you A, take the money, or would you decline doing the feature?
They'll come again.
Okay. is an artist that want to do a song with you, right? Is a paid feature. But
it's a
their
paid
music,
feature.
Right, and their music is not good. Because my show is a model. No kiwi juice. Like, you know, I always put that up. Like, you got to come with that music. You got to come with that heat.
So,
you ain't coming on
and that's
show.
What, that's no kiwi juice. Like, kiwi juice.
Yeah, that's
juice
what it
is
means.
What, like, oh, okay.
Whack music.
Whack music, okay.
Right.
So would I take the money and drink the kiwi juice? Is that what you're asking me? I mean, like, yeah, the kiwi juice. Like, will I do the whack song and take the money?
Yeah,
is that
correct,
what you're asking?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm very particular about my features. So you notice that I don't have as many features, but I'm trying to get into that though. But I'm very picky. So before we even discuss money, I have to listen to the song and connect
and
to
like
it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I respect that. I respect that. Round of applause. That's what I'm talking about.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Integrity. Yeah.
Yes, integrity.
Let off some shots. Let's let off some shots for Felly Nunes. And that was real right there. Let's let off some shots or something. Real talk. We rocking out with Felly Nunes. We in Ghana right now. Shut him down radio. Interview is live. But yeah, man, let's let off some shots. I let off some tough for that one.
Woo!
Real talk. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the things you don't like about the music industry? That you just don't like flat out, like certain things, like radio interviews. And this is a two-part question. What you don't like about the music industry, and also, how do you feel about these radio hosts? Or you think they're breaking artists or playing the music out there in Africa like they should?
Okay, so I think that they are not doing as much when it comes to like they play a lot of African music, but one of the problems we're having here in Ghana with our media is that they are playing more Nigerian music than Ghanaian music. Yes. And thankfully right now, I mean, back when I was growing up, let's say in the early 2000s, they used to play more Western music than African music in general. But that has switched now. They play less Western music, but more African music. But now the African music that they play more is the Nigerian music. And the artists are forced to pay payola to have their music played on mainstream radio. So if you don't pay...
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah,
I know what
that's
you're talking
so
about.
Whack.
They got to pay for play. Yeah, that's going to
be... Yes, pay for play. If you don't pay, you ain't getting played. And the thing, too, is we don't have proper structures here yet. The digital community is growing, is now growing. It's the masses are now getting accustomed to that. So for royalties and
for your money, for your songs,
exactly, like royalties from radio and things. It's not structured, so you don't get.
Wow.
Yeah,
like
you
BMI,
don't.
Spins and ASCAP.
No, it don't work. So it's it's online, like the digital, the DSPs.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, like Apple Music and stuff. That's where you can actually track your money and then make money from digital streams. But radio royalties, we don't make money from radio royalties, and that's the annoying thing because you end up paying so much for your music to be played, but you don't make any money back when the music is played.
Nah, that's not right.
Mhm. So that's not cool.
Yeah, that's not right.
So we are working on that. We're working on that, and but like for me personally, what I don't like in the music industry is, and you guessed right, is media tours, like having
right.
to do interviews, because it's, and now I've gotten more selective. Like right now, at least I'm popular enough here to be able to turn down some platforms, turn down some media platforms, because I'm selective, because not everyone asks the right questions, or you have a conversation with someone and then the next minute they've twisted your words for clickbait. So,
yeah, that's corny. Yeah, we don't do that on Shut Them Down Radio. Nah.
Yeah, you don't seem like that. So, yeah.
Nah.
So, I really don't like media tours, because when I have to do interviews and stuff, I have so much anxiety about what these people are going to say next, or I'll go and say something and then they totally twist it just for headlines, and they are tarnishing my reputation. Just
right.
for their I don't know, their clout. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I don't like. But aside that, I love every part of the job. I love creating in the studio. I love shooting videos, and I love performing on stage so much. Yeah.
Right. Now, you did a great job. You did like a ballet, right? But you talked in a different language. Remember, you were like by yourself, and you was like, you know, I guess you were saying like, you know, because of COVID, you know, I got to do it this way. Remember, you were singing, talking about, like it was a love song. I think it was like Valentine's.
Oh
Day.
Yes.
I like that. That was
thank
good.
Thank you. So that's called Dream, and
right.
it's an acoustic cover to I the actual song I released in I think 2017. So I did the guitar acoustic rendition of the song, and I released that I think in 2020. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah,
what,
I like
when you were singing, what language were you using? Was it like
I was singing in one of our local languages. It's
okay.
called Tree.
Right.
Say it, let me hear.
Okay.
No, say it, let me hear. Tree.
Tree?
Yes, Tree.
Tree.
Yes, T-W-I.
Okay.
Tree. that's Chi, and that's our common language. That's our common Ghanaian language.
Okay. Now, is it a language barrier out there? Like, say, for instance, you were talking to somebody in Nigeria. I mean, can y'all understand each other? Like, because, like, a lot of people don't know. Like, people always wonder, like, how does that go?
So you mean like across borders in Africa?
Yeah, across borders. Yeah.
Oh, no, that one, yes, there'll definitely be a language barrier. I mean, with
okay.
count, yeah, because we have to speak English. But, you know, in the bordering towns, like, for example, like the Volta
right.
region, the Volta region is a bordering region. And we share a border with Togo and
yeah,
Burkina Faso as well
right.
at the top. So in Togo, we share a language. They also speak Ewe. So, but just that their
okay.
Ewe is a little different, but they speak Ewe. So we have those type of similarities. So those
mm-hmm.
special cases, yes, you share languages, but definitely across borders, there's a language barrier, because there are so many
right.
languages in every country, from every country. I'm sure even Ghana, I don't even know how many languages we have. I'm sure we have over 50 languages, even
wow.
in Ghana. Even in Ghana. So imagine the whole of Africa.
Yeah, and Africa is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
let me ask you a question. So have you traveled to different parts of Africa, like Egypt, like Israel, North Africa? And how do you feel about North Africa with those people over there? They ain't the real ones. We'll leave that for another interview.
They ain't the real ones. Wow, Solomon. Anyways, I haven't been to North Africa. I would really love to. I haven't been to North Africa. I've only been to South Africa and then some parts of West Africa and then East Africa. Yes, I've been to Gambia, I've been to Sierra Leone, I've been to South Africa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been to Kenya as well. I've been to Kenya as well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we rocking out with Feli Nuna. Now, what's mm-hmm. your upcoming shows? And what else do you have that's coming up in the near future?
Okay. So I'm currently working on my album, my debut album. So that's what I'm involved in right now. It's taking my whole being and I love it, but it's taking a toll on me, but I love it. And I just can't wait to release it because it has amazing songs and features. And I'm working so hard to visually represent it to the best way I can. So, so then that's what I'm working on. And I'm also on the road spreading the gospel of Feli Nuna, you know, playing the shows. Just connecting with people and just promoting Towel, promoting Investor. So, yeah, that's it. Hopefully soon I'll be moving out of the country to promote all around the world. And come and see you in Queens as well.
Yes, that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Feli, you know, I need to get on one of them features with you. You know how I do.
We're going to make that happen.
But yes, this was a great interview. Any closing words for the world, everybody listening? We got callers online. Callers, man. You want to talk to Feli Nuna? Yeah, we got callers online. Press one to talk. What's up? We rocking out. Real talk.
Yeah. So Ed, this was a nice chat. Thank you for always posting my stuff and good looking out. I love that you love my music, and I'm happy we finally got to make this happen. Even though we're not able to do a video. We can do another interview another time as well and just rock it out.
We definitely going to do another interview that's live. You know, Instagram was hating, and that was crazy.
I know, right? I know.
Hey, you see, it blocked me.
Yeah, how? How is that even possible?
I have no idea. Look, you sent me a live link, right? And you see it rejecting me, right? So they be playing games on Instagram. Like, I don't understand. There's a glitch in the matrix. And, like, I want to elaborate on this. We need our own platforms. That's why I encourage people to come to places like Shut Them Down Radio or people that's really for the culture. You understand? Because it's more like we need our own platforms. When you use these other subsidiaries and these platforms, they could do whatever they want to do. You understand?
Exactly. They tailor the algorithm to favor them and show what they want to show, how they want to show it. Yeah.
In a bad light. Oh, we got a caller, Feli Nuna. 347, you on the line. Let's go.
Caller, you on the line. Good. Yo, you can
what's up?
Yo, it's goody. Y'all looking good looking on the shout out earlier. Ladies and gentlemen,
no problem, bro.
Tony Blair's in the building. What's going on? What's up?
Chilling. Do you have a question for Feli Nuna?
I actually have one question.
Okay.
What is the one thing that you want to accomplish more than anything else with what you're doing? What's the most important thing?
That's a good question.
the most important thing to me is to just find ease in what I'm doing. Just find ease. I want to be able to release a song and in an hour it has 10 million views because my structures are in place. I have a solid team and I'm just pushing and my music is up there, you know. That's
right.
Just
yeah.
it. And then that can
quality
give me
too.
The quality, yes. And that can give me the room to also focus on other aspects of my life, you know. So yeah.
Right.
Just ease. Just soft life. You know, I just want the soft life.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. God. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we
gotcha.
All need it. You know, because especially with all this pandemic and all these fake vaccines and all of that, man, I ain't having that. And that's kiwi juice, too. You know what I mean?
Kiwi juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hashtag
it's all
kiwi
juice. Now, this is what I want to ask you. What is the cuisine out there? You understand? As far as, like, because I know Western society try to impose, you know, as well out there. But what is your cuisine out there as far as what you're eating, you know, culturally?
We eat so many foods. We eat
right, okay.
yam, we eat rice, we eat
mm-hmm.
We eat cassava leaves. It's called kontomire.
Right.
We have
well,
our food
good.
Is very spicy though. And
yeah, like
and one of
food.
our popular dishes is jollof. So jollof
okay.
is like stewy rice. So
okay.
yeah. And we eat all sorts of meat, from chicken to goats to
right.
cows. We eat fish.
Okay.
Like it's just like a blend of different things.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Send me
it
a plate.
It sounds very good. Like today I had fufu. I had fufu
right.
and light.
Extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
So fufu and light soup, goat light soup. That's what I had. So fufu is like I had yam fufu. So you know like the yam, right? So
yeah,
we
I know
pound
what it is.
It.
Yeah.
So you pound the yam like
okay.
into a mold, you know, like a bowl,
right.
a mold. Then you make some soup with like tomatoes, onions,
nice.
And you can put whatever protein you want, but I had goat.
Okay.
So, and then you eat the molded yam, the molded ball of yam
right.
with the soup. Yeah. So that's what I had for dinner today.
That's what's up. Now, what's the nightlife out there? Like far as the clubs and stuff like that.
Oh,
how's your nightlife?
Popping.
Yeah, I
want to
hear
it's
about that.
Popping.
Yeah. Like where
it's
go
popping.
Down at?
See, like Ghana is the new where Cancun,
okay.
you know, like it's a party all day, all night.
Right.
Monday to Monday. Like it's
wow.
it's really lit. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's fun. Every this like we have big nightclubs here. We have big
okay.
bars here. Like it's really dope. So you should come. You should come if you come
yeah,
during
definitely.
The festive season. If you come during Christmas, you'd really enjoy it. Because it's like
right
now for the past since 2019, this place is like an island rave spot. You know,
okay.
when it's Christmas, yeah, there are so many concerts. You know, Global Citizen is actually holding this year's edition in Ghana.
What? Oh, that's what's
yes.
up.
Yes. So this year, Global Citizen is happening here. Asha is coming
right.
here to perform. Asha and Hair. Hair will also be here to perform. So, yeah.
Right.
It's lit.
Yeah, it's definitely lit. That's what I'm talking about. But Feli Nuna, mm-hmm. it's a great interview. We're gonna have many more, and the next one will
mm-hmm.
be live. I mean, look, you know what's funny? We had this running joke, right? Because I know you busy and all that stuff, but we made it happen. That's
mm-hmm.
all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Look,
yes,
it was a crazy
it.
Day, people don't know behind the scenes, we don't have to disclose all that, but
yes,
we got it done.
We got it done.
So you
want to
give,
yes.
Real talk, so you want to give any shout-outs?
So I want to shout out you for having me. Shout out to Shutting Down Radio. Shout out to my fans. I call my fans my flame because I am the fire queen. So I call my fans my flames. They keep me burning. And
right.
I appreciate everybody who loves me and supports my music. And yeah, Edge Your Limit to the world.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And one more thing, Feli Nuna, may I have a drop for Shut 'Em Down Radio, please?
Okay. So, carry my Hey, guys, it's your girl, Feli Nuna, your one and only Davi Diva, and you're listening to Shut 'Em Down Radio. You know how we do. We shut him down. It's your limit.
Yes, we do. And everybody go support Feli Nuna, Tony Blair, which is online. Shout out to Feli Nuna. It's a phenomenal interview, and it will be up tomorrow. So let's get it. You know how we do. And anytime you're welcome to come to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
We playing you out here in Queens, New York. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Tri-State area, we out here. Let's get it.
Let's
and
get
we're
it.
And we're going to go out with... We're going to go out with Feli Nuna's song, Chow. We out of here,
nice.
Man. Tony
wow,
Blair,
wow.
Shout out to you for calling up. You know what I mean? And we
you
out.
Already know.
Bye.
Yeah. Peace. Let's get it. Let's go on the towel. Let's get into the song. Yeah, Tony, we here, man. Shut 'Em Down Radio, man. We here. Tony Blair.
Yeah.
You online, man. Shout out to my brother Tony Blair, man. He gonna be a guest on the show.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
Goody,
he,
goody. Call,
he missed the club. You know what I mean? So talk to the people, Tony Blair.
Man, we up in here, we chilling, man. You already know, man. You know, it was crazy
Real
earlier
tough.
Though, as stated earlier, but it's all good. It went down. It
yeah,
was
Tony even know,
to,
man. Tony know. He know
yo.
What I'm talking about. It's crazy.
Shout out to everybody
but
that's going to tune
happen,
in. Will
man.
Tune in. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, what you thought about the interview, bro? You know what I mean?
I thought it was dope. I thought it was
Thank
dope.
Thank you, man.
The only
Appreciate
thing,
that.
My only issue was the IG shit. And I didn't understand that. But the IG shit, but past that, I'm good.
Yeah, man, look, IG is
that,
hating, man. Look, IG hated something crazy. So you know it was a phenomenal interview. They hated on me. I couldn't go live for nothing. Like, they blocked me. Like, that's crazy.
I know.
But it's all good. We're
going
to do many
though.
More interviews live. So, I mean, it's all good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Real talk.
Exactly.
But we're going to get into a song, Towel, and then we can play some more music, and it's the Shut 'Em Down Radio. Let's go.
Na, 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 na. Ha. Yeah. Tell me not in the shower. I know I'm late to the party, but I am shit. Na, na, na. Still in my tower. Disturbing neighbors with the music blasting. La, la, la. Looking out the mirror, I'm I'm on my way.
to watch you vest in the mirror, I'm whining. You know I don't care about timing. Drinking my hand, I'm vibing. Doing my makeup for tonight. Looking fly, yeah, yeah, I'm whining. You know I don't care about timing. Drinking my hand, I'm vibing. Uber waiting outside. I don't care, I'm still in my towel, towel. Dancing in my towel.
Yeah, man, we rocking out, man. Shut 'em down radio. Shout out to my G-Ro. Shout out to everybody working, man. Tony Blair got some new music coming out. Shout out to my G-Trimmer now, my West Coast G's from Crenshaw, the whole L.A., the whole West Coast. Shout out to my G's in New York. You know what I mean? We working. We got Shut 'em Down Radio album coming out, official professional album. You know what I mean? That'll be everywhere that you could buy. And we working, man. Shout out to the producers I know, man. Shout out to Six Trumpet. Shout out to Criminal. Shout out to DJ Rag. I know so many producers, man. Shout out to everybody doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So, Tony, man, we here, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real talk.
You already
and
know.
Go get that No Kiwi Juice mixtape. You got Ransom on it, RJ Payne. You got Roe, R-O-E on it. You know what I mean? Let's see what else we got on there. You got Reek the Villain, Driz. Yo, there's so many people on there. Shout out to my G Flames. It's a hot mixtape. Go get that on Audio Mac. Just, you know, Google it. And yo, we put out how many mixtapes so far? Like maybe 12 already, man. So, yo. We here,
that's
man. Shut 'em down radio. You know what I mean?
People know.
And shout out to Tony Blair calling in. Shout out to all the listeners. You know what I mean? I don't say fans. I say supporters. You know what I mean? My bro always support me, and I support him. You know what I mean? So he going to be in the mix. So wait for the Tony Blair album, man. That's going to get spooky. So it's going to get extraterrestrial. You know what I mean? Tony Blair have a segment on here, man. Yo, y'all ain't ready. Y'all think they're the solo crit. Yo, bro. My bro right here, you know what I mean? I'm calling Mr. Claw for right now. Y'all don't see him, you know what I mean? But you don't need to, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
some
man, this world
be,
crazy, man. We working, man.
Heard,
we surviving. Word. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs. We all entrepreneurs. We always trying to get it. And we got to preserve our culture, you know what I mean? So you see the diversity that we did. We all we in Ghana. You feel me? Shout out to everybody in Africa. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah,
all the
I fucked
people.
With that party scene shit. Though. That shit sounded crazy. I was like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Facts. You know what I mean?
Party
and
scene
look,
is
man,
like,
that's
yeah.
our people's over
sure
there,
is.
Too.
Yo,
so
hashtag Rockstar Mo activated out here. Tony Blair.
Yeah. Tony Blair, you know what I mean? The real
Friday.
Tony Blair, not from England, you heard?
I saw that cover.
Word up, man. And my man
and
got bars too. So look, he gonna be on the next mixtape. So look, man, we working, man. Yo, go do the footage, go do the archives. You know what I mean? And this show is for the artists. You know, I'm the host, but it's for the artists. You don't have to rap. We could talk what you want to talk about, but no kiwi juice. You gotta keep it official on this show, cause you will get called out on that kiwi juice, and I see a lot of kiwi juice out there. But you know what? It's getting better, though. You know what I mean? It's getting
true,
better, though.
True.
So I feel good, man. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Real talk, man. We live,
agreed.
Man. Should I play some music, man? I don't know. Should I play some music?
Hell yeah.
See,
fucking
man.
Friday.
All right, so you know what? It's Friday, man. Tony Bliss had played some music, so let's see what we can get into right quick, man. You know what I mean? But, yeah, send that music to shutemdownzero@gmail.com. And check us out on Facebook, Shut 'Em Down Radio Music, Shut 'Em Down Radio. You got like 10 pages on here. Shout out to everybody supporting on all these platforms. Shout out to all my G's on Instagram. Shout out to everybody. You know what I mean? It's real, oh, man. Yeah. It's real. It's authentic over here. No kiwi juice at all. No papaya juice. No none of that. You know what I mean? Word up. So we're going to get into a track. Let's see what we're going to get into right now, man. You know what I mean? I got mad songs. So let's get into this track by R.O.E., and this is called Roll Freestyle.
Shout out to Roll.
Yeah, start that over, man. What my bro say?
The shout out to Roll.
Yeah, let's go.
R.O.E.
Y'all know me. But if you don't feel me, fuck it. I don't feel you either, I don't need you. When I see you, you be talking about some fuck. If it ain't about a buck, nigga, it ain't productive. All that tough shit ain't amounting to nothing. I'm switching the conditions to which you became accustomed. I ain't talking, I be walking, showing the cloth I'm cut from. They ain't walking, they talking, tell them shut up, son. Niggas always talking, don't take them serious or trust them. I'm disgusted, so is niggas I fuck with. I leave you go wandering off on that bus trip. I'm from a town where the lost get found, and not a soul be around with shell casings hit the ground. Sirens in the background, distant spectators. This, that everyday shit, it just went down. Tell them niggas save it, we playing a game of life, but life ain't to be played with. I score with a smile. I know what it takes now, before I was wild. And ever since I calmed down, they've been feeling my style. But I'm inspired to set a fire, so fight it. I'm from the rock, motherfucker, you wanna ride inside it. I'm real excited to see hip-hop back. Now let's celebrate the excitement, not more, no indictments. I flash through and then I'm gone like lightning. Doing a little bit of reading and a whole lot of writing. You don't feel me, fuck it, it don't even make a difference. It's a million other motherfuckers out here feeling different. This ain't no coincidence, nigga, this persistence. You say you never see me, I see you from a distance. I ain't acting funny, bitch, I'm grown, know the difference. I play my position ever since I was pitching. Never know what they talking about, that's what the game is missing. Everybody knows it when it's freedom on your business. Always watch what I say, cause you never know who's listening. They may say I'm crazy, but they won't say that I'm snitching. Niggas thinking crazy like I don't know about the system. Like I ain't here in the struggle, like I never been to prison. It's nothing to glorify, but let's glorify how we living. I'm learning to take advantage of some of the chance I'm giving. Now granted by circumstance, they will probably tell you we wiggin'. But the real question is, why niggas ain't wiggin' with them?
Thank you. atrophy and remember the good days. Playing spades, getting paid, now it's just early grave. The devil plays on emotion, shit turbulent like the ocean. People devoting their time to hate on their own sister and brother. No love for each other, no infrastructure, no structure, no foundation. Just Satan, so much hating, where's the love? It got killed by a slug, by a grudge.